Stay with me this morning. So Paul instructed us about the order of marriage. 1 Corinthians 11:1 said, "Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ." Followers, order. "Now I praise you, brethren, that ye remember me in all things and keep the ordinances." What is ordinances? The order of things to follow as I delivered them to you. "But I would have you to know that the head of every man is Christ." Let's not forget this, boys and men. The head of every man in a family relationship is Christ. And the head of the woman is the man. And the head of Christ is God. It's an order of things. We've got to keep this in the right order. If it gets out of order, then a house divided against itself cannot stand, but is brought to desolation or divorcing. And the man is commanded to love his wife as his own body. For he that loveth his wife loveth himself. The woman is commanded to submit to the man that she loves. And the Bible says, he that finds his wife findeth a good thing. Why? Because he gets to love himself. Did you catch that? He that finds his wife, he keeps getting to love himself. Because that's what we're created to do. Love. See, y'all are missing the whole thing. Men were created to love themselves. You don't have to teach these boys to love themselves. You don't have to teach that girl to be submissive. It's in them. But when a man finds the right woman, he sees it as himself. And he loves her and he cherishes her just like it was himself. Now, this order of I do, and a man is to be the giver, right? He's the one that gives the love, and the woman is submitted unto him. And when we say I do, there is supposed to be something that you give into the marriage. It's not a one-sided thing. The whole world, now here's where I'm going. The whole world went under and went into sin because the order of the first marriage was broken. I'll show you something you've never seen. I'll show you a mystery. Adam was created in the likeness and the image of God. God has never fallen. He's never tardy. He's never late. He's never made a mistake. Adam was made in his image, and he was made to be the head of Adam was a king, whether you know it or not. He was the king of the animal kingdom and all the world. He was the king on earth. Yes, he was. Before there was ever a Microsoft, a gigabyte, a hard drive, a memory stick, social media, or whatever, Adam had it all right here. He had it all right here. The Lord God brought every animal to him to see what he would name them. He named every fish. He named every fowl. He named every creeping thing upon the earth. He had it all right here. And it was like tiger and lion and Mr. Tiger and Mrs. Lion and Mr. Lizard and Mrs. Lizard and I'm Mr. Adam and... I'm alone. I just realized something. I just realized something. In naming them, I realized there's a them and it's a me. I'm missing something. And Adam, when he got through naming all these things, he realized he was missing something. Because Adam was caught up in his occupation. And men have to be careful you don't get caught up in your occupation. Because the Lord had put him there to be a dresser of the garden. He had an occupation. As soon as he started breathing, he had an occupation of dressing the garden for God. And the Lord God took this man and he breathed in him and he became a living soul. And he said, you can eat of every tree out of the garden except the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But in the day you eat of it, you shall surely die. There's an order to this thing. And that was how God ordered him. As long as he followed the orders, he was fine. However, when Adam got through naming all of these creatures, there was nothing to name his own. And so God takes out of his side, he puts him to sleep, and out of his side, he takes a rib and makes he a woman. And he brings her, now watch, he brings her to Adam. And when Adam sees her, he says, "This is me." It came out of me. "For this cause shall she be called woman," or woman, "for out of the womb of a man came this woman." And he named her Eve. Complete now. I got me a woman. Yeah. And it was the only woman, so he had to be happy. But he looked at her and he could, it was easy to love her. Why? Help me. Why was it easy to love Eve? He was loving himself. Y'all not getting this. It was easy to love Eve because he was loving himself. He was, "Can I get you anything? Don't you pick that up." My wife gets aggravated with me when she moves stuff around. I said, "You need any help?" "No. Don't lift her." "No, I got it. Because I'm worried. Let me handle that." That's something inside of a man. He wants to do it. Don't tell me your problem if you don't want me to fix it. Right, men? Don't tell me your problems and say, "Don't worry about it." So he looks at Eve. He has no problem falling in love because, and she's submissive to him, at least in the beginning. And so here's the good news for all you men. When you get married, find you. Find you. And you know what? You'll keep being able to love you. Because when you love your wife, you will be loving yourself. And most men have not figured that out. And now for the first time, we have the proper order, the very first order of creation and marriage. We have, now watch, we have God. Are you with me? We have God who created Adam, and Adam is going to be submissive to God, and then he has Eve that comes out of him. Adam came out from God. He got his breath from God. Eve got her life from who? Adam. So now she's going to be submissive to him, and now we've got the order of the flow of how everything should work. And so even Moses writes in the book, "For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and they too shall be one flesh." Right. And so as long as this stays in the proper order, a marriage is blessed. But if it gets out of order, whether it be the woman or the man, it's doomed to fail. And so God breathed into Adam, gave him life. Adam gives her life. And so now it looks like everything's going to be fine. That's flesh in my flesh. I love her. She cherishes me. And everything's going fine. But the first marriage failed because things got out of order. Genesis 3 and 6. "And when the man saw..." No, I thought it was... It says woman. Oh, I thought Adam was the dresser of the garden. No, it says the woman. "When the woman saw..." Who got the orders? Yeah, Adam. "When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and the tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof," now watch, "and did eat, and gave unto her husband with her, and," see, "with her," he's right there, "and he did eat." The roles got reversed, and the woman gave and the man submitted. You didn't see that, did you? I said the woman gave and the man submitted. The Bible says that the woman was deceived, but the man was not deceived. And Adam was in submission to Eve. He changed his mission to her mission of death. Death. Because the day she eats of it, she will die. And death began. Adam broke his submission to God and followed her. Are you with me this morning? The order changed now. Watch. The order changed, and the serpent became the head, and the woman, the head of the woman. The serpent became the head of the woman, and the woman became the head of the man. And God was left out. Where's God in this thing? Where is God in this thing? If you don't have God in your family, I'm sorry, it's not going to work. You got to have God in this thing. He's got to be the head. Are you seeing this? She submitted to the serpent, and her husband was with her, and she gave, and he did eat. And now his mission has become her mission. And the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and sewed fig leaves together and made themselves apron. Adam became a fallen man. He became a fallen man. And the Bible says, and he had a son named Seth in his own image. He too became a fallen man. And Seth had one called Enos, and he too became a fallen man. And Enos had another. And we get all the way down to Jesus Christ, who was not a fallen man. Every man fell because of what happened in the garden. And now every man is in the image of his father. A fallen man. Whew, my Lord. The ministry and the... Let me tell you, if you don't get this thing right, it's not ministry, it's misery. Paul said that I only spoke to you about marriage. What I was reading to you about praising and worship, I only spoke to you about marriage so you could understand the mystery of Christ and the church. He took a godly marriage, he said, speaks of Christ and the church. When you see a godly marriage, that's Christ and the church. The church is the bride of Christ. And we choose who we submit to. I don't have to live for God. I don't have to be here this morning. I'd be go checking my hog trap if I wanted to. But I submit, because that's not my mission. My mission's his mission. We as the church are the bride of Christ, and so we submit to God. So as the head of my family, where I've got to submit to. See, that's what men don't understand. You got to submit more than she's got to submit, because I've got to submit to him. And then you submit to me as I submit to him. Are you still with me this morning? The church came out of Christ's side. God bless the Roman soldier that said, let me see if he's dead. Because out of his bleeding side came blood and water, and the church was born that day, if you will. Out of Christ's side came the church. Just like out of Adam's side came his bride, so did the church came out of Christ's bride. Hallelujah, out of his side. And Christ was hid in God from the foundation of the world. You hearing me? Christ was hid in God from the foundation. So was the church hid in Christ from the foundation of the world. When a man sees his wife, he sees himself. If you don't see yourself, don't marry that person. You need to look in the mirror and see yourself, because you're going to love yourself. Man, I'm sorry. I am sorry. You're going to die loving yourself. That's the way God made you. But when you marry yourself, you get to keep loving yourself, nourishing yourself. Honey, is there anything I can do? Are you okay today? You know, I'm telling you, that's a beautiful situation when you get to keep loving yourself. men have to worry they don't get too occupied with their occupation of themselves and forget they have a woman that was created for them. Adam was made, watch, Adam was made in an occupation. The woman was made for relationship. That's right. He was made to be the dresser of the garden. She was made for relationship. And men, if you're not careful, you get too carried away with your occupation and you forget the relationship. If you don't have that proper relationship, it's not godly. The mystery of I do. I'm almost done. God gave the orders and Jesus carried them out. Jesus was submitted to God, the Bible says, his head. He said, I only do the things I am told to do. I am carrying out his mission. Not my will, not my mission, but see? And that's the way a man ought to be with Christ. God, not my will, but yours be done. And when Jesus said that he would go to Jerusalem and suffer many things and be killed, and he said, I won't be with you long. His disciples could not understand this. They could not understand the mystery of Christ giving his life for sinners. They could not understand the mystery of the church and Christ. This relationship that he would die, for God so loved the world that he did what? He gave. What did he give? His only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He died that we might live. I got no problem telling you, I'll die for my wife. I got no problem telling you that, because you know what? That's dying for me. Same thing. So the mystery of I do is right here. As they get ready to come this morning, John 14, 31. But that the world may know, that the world may know that I love the Father. And as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. The mystery of I do. When you get married, young men that's not listening to me now, get the tape later. You'll need it, I promise you. When you say, I do, you got to be in submission. The man's going to be submission here. The woman be submission to the man. So he said, I want the world to know that I'm in submission. I want the world to know that I love the Father as the Father gave me orders. So I do. Arise, let us go hence. Do you want the world to know today about Christ and the relationship he has with the church? He ought to be able to look at a godly marriage. The world ought to look at a godly marriage and say, I see Christ and the relationship with the church. Jesus praised the Father every place he went. I come to do the will of the one that sent me. Glorify thou me, God, with the glory that I once had. I glorify thy name. And it's all about praising God. When you read about marriage, Paul was actually talking about this is how we praise God. Marriage, he said, is a holy thing. God is like a man. If you ever learn to praise that man. Girls, you ever learn to praise that man? What else can I do for you? And if the church ever learns how to praise their man, what else can I do for you? What else do you need? Because I can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you. What? Tell him, honey, what do you need? if we ever learn to praise him, would you stand with me this morning? If we ever learn to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise, if we ever learn to let the praise be continually upon my lips, if we ever learn to praise him in all things, he'll say, what else can I do for you? What else? The mystery of the I do. I'm here to tell you this morning, people come to Christ and they say, I do. I'm gonna give my life to Christ. And you don't know what you're asking. They came to Jesus and they said, can I sit on the right and me sit on the left when you get to your kingdom? See, that's what men want to do. Power, control, dominance. And he said, you don't know what you're asking. You don't know what you're asking. You're almost taller than me. You don't know what you're asking. Can you drink the cup that I'm drinking from? Indeed you shall. When you say I do, honey, there's a submission that goes along with that, but there's a love and a benefit that goes along with that too. Hallelujah. I wouldn't trade anything for my wife this morning. This is my Valentine's message to her that I missed her card. Honey, I love you. I don't know where you're at, but back there, hey, I love you. Hallelujah. 31, 32 years almost of loving her. Hallelujah. When you look at her and I, you ought to see the church. Come on. When you look at her and I, you ought to see the church. She and I are the representation of this church. And we're representation of Christ and his relationship to the church. I don't have any problem loving that woman. She came out of me. Woo! Hallelujah. I still get to love myself, men. That's what you don't understand. You still get to love yourself because she's me. And I get to cherish her. No man ever hated himself, but loved himself and cherished himself and built himself up. Now I can do the same with her. I got the most beautiful wife on the face of the earth. God has blessed me with the most beautiful woman. If you ever find a woman like her that matches you, honey, you're going to be good. When you find that girl, you're going to remember this sermon. Say, he was right. She is cute. But don't say I do. Don't say I do. Don't say I do till you can. And you see yourself. When you look at that woman, I'm going to keep loving myself. When I love her, I'm loving myself. When I stay home to take care of her, that's what I do for myself. Are you understanding me? What you do for her is just like taking care of yourself. I still get to love myself. Hallelujah. Let's sing a song. I know y'all are bored this morning. I know you can get out of here. Ooh, hallelujah.